International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And of course, today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from magnificent, marvelous Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited that you've joined me today from all over the world. My goodness, let's see. From Paris, France, one of my favorite cities in the world, from Asia, from South America, and of course, all of my faithful listeners in the U.S. and Canada. And you know that it is no accident that you are tuning in, because there is something that has been deposited in this show that is just for you. And today, this is going to be a life-changing show, because we're going to be talking about how to create your divine job. And if you're interested in changing careers or possibly transitioning from your current job to your own business, you better stay tuned, because, man, your life will be changed radically. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you've had a great week. I got a couple of questions for you. Are you excited about your life? If not, I want you to get excited. Are you expectant? You've heard me say before that expectation is really the breeding ground for miracles. That means that when you expect the best or good to come to you, then what, it comes to you. Well, I am doing really well. I've had a great week here in Atlanta. And I've been detoxing all week. How many of you have ever gone on a detoxing program? And if you've ever done a detox, you know sometimes how your body feels when it releases all of those toxins out of your body. And certainly this is not my first time doing a detox, but it's been a great experience. And so if there were times when I was feeling a little weird or a little weak, I just said hallelujah, because I knew that that was a sign that my body was releasing toxins. So this has been a very interesting experience. So all is well. Well, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Remember that my new ebook, Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love, will be released on Valentine's Day. I thought that was quite appropriate. And of course, if you're tired of making poor choices, if you're tired of being alone during the holidays, if you know that you deserve love, that you are worth having a great relationship, if you want to learn how to identify your past behavior patterns and really learn how to begin to shift them and begin to make great choices, and also if you want to learn how to employ, you know, these wonderful universal principles, and you've heard me say many times that the universal principles will work for anyone who will work them, then you need to make sure that you get my book on February the 14th. That's Valentine's Day. So all you need to do is just, you know, go to my website and download that book. You can download it as an iBook, as an ebook, and it will be life-changing for you. And later it's going to be on Amazon, but initially you go to my website to download that book. And I often tell people, because once again, even attracting love is from the inside out. And I'm not going to go there, because I did 3 shows just on relationships. Secondly, on Wednesday, February the 12th, I'm going to be doing a free teleseminar on relationships. And so I'm going to be your personal coach that night for 1 hour, and it will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and at 5 p.m. West Coast time. And so I chose that time because guess what? I love my West Coast listeners, and I know you probably would just be getting off from work and you would have an opportunity to call in. And so remember, it's going to be for 1 hour, and if you want that free number, once again, you can go to my website to see that, but I'm going to give it to you. That free call-in number is 712-775-7400, and the access code is 102-2903#. And of course, you can go to my website to get that. So I'm excited about that. You know, you can ask me anything you want to about a relationship that you're in or how you can begin to shift and change your choices. That's Wednesday, February the 12th. Also, I have some wonderful new guests that are going to be coming up. Man, I'm going to have Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret. I'm going to have Dr. Rick Hansen. And one of my clients told me about Dr. Hansen, and he's an expert on happiness. He's going to talk about hardwiring happiness, the new brain science of contentment, how we're wired for happiness and how we can get back to that state. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, he's back, and, you know, Dr. Kimbrough is the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, which he co-authored with Napoleon Hill, What Makes the Great Great and Wealth Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires. So I really want you to stay tuned because I have some great guests here for you. And I just want to just make a quick comment that I just don't want you to listen to me, but I want you to take what you hear, to meditate on it, and then begin to implement it in your life. Remember, the law of attraction, the last portion of attraction is what? Action. And so you've got to do something to shift your life. You just cannot listen. You have to do something to begin to shift where you are. All righty, so I'm really excited about the show today. How many of you are working on a job that you don't like? Let me see your hands. I see all of those hands all the way in Europe. You know, possibly, you know, you have a long commute every day. I know some people who commute an hour and a half each way, and that is so much and so stressful. And, you know, that just might be too much for you. Or possibly many of you might know in your heart, it's time for a change. I feel stagnant here, or I don't feel like I am growing here. Or many of you, maybe God has given you a vision of, I am ready to leave this career, leave this current job, and really start a profitable business. I know so many people that start a business, but excuse my southern accent, they ain't making no money. So I want you to start a profitable business. That means that there is a fair exchange for your services or goods in exchange for M-O-N-E-Y, money. Well, I want you to stay tuned because after these quick commercials, I will be right back with my very special guest and expert, Lori Davila. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Law of Attraction Radio Network is so proud to present the ultimate Law of Attraction event in sunny Palm Springs, California on April 11th, 12th, and 13th. Join us for an incredible three-day event featuring the experts speaking on new leading-edge expansion of the law of attraction. Learn how the brain works and your heart's intelligence, along with proven techniques on obtaining happiness, success, material abundance, and prosperity. You will gain valuable insights on how to find a new love or improve your existing relationships, and of course, improving your health. For more information, go to loaevent.com. We'll see you in beautiful Palm Springs.
The Ultimate Law of Attraction event is proudly sponsored by HeartMath.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I'm really excited about my show tonight because I have a very special guest who's going to be talking to you about how to find the right divine job, probably some interviewing strategies, how to change career. I know I hear from so many of you from all over the world who are interested in that, or possibly how to transition from your job to owning your own business. My very special guest is Laurie Davila, and Laurie is a top U.S. resume writer and interviewing coach. She's a McGraw-Hill author. She's a blogger, writer for LinkedIn, and she was named by We Magazine as a top woman blogger to watch for. And she is an internationally known career expert, recruitment partner, and she provides resume writing, job interviewing, and career transition tools. And she is the author of two books, and I'm going to let her share that. And she lives in Atlanta, and it was divine how we met, and I'm so excited about having her on the show. So, Laura, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. This is my favorite topic. So, yeah.
Wow. So tell our listeners a little bit about you, and then we're going to talk about your transition, a little bit about your life, and then we're going to have people all over the world change their lives.
Perfect. I love that. We'll do that together. So, yeah, the short story is I'm in my second career, actually my third career, so we'll talk about that as well. But, yeah, all the things you mentioned, I work, I have my dream job. I work from wherever I want, whenever I want. I work from my houseboat overlooking the lake and have clients all over the world and help them with their resumes, their career transitions, and anything else career-related that they want to talk about.
Well, you know, that sounds like a divine job or a divine life, and I want to talk about those spiritual aspects before we get into the nuts and bolts of interviewing and career transition. And so what role does Law of Attraction play in the area of helping people find a different career, find a divine career path, or transition from a job to owning their own business?
A huge role. In fact, I think it's the most important role. Certainly, you know, we can talk about and work on all the practical steps that you need to take, but without the visualization, the, you know, writing down your goals, applying all the emotion that you need to apply to it, and repeating all those processes. I mean, without that, it's difficult to really, really obtain all of your dreams and all of your goals.
And I think the way I found you was I think I saw something about having a resume that would attract employers, and I'm like, okay, I smell something going on here. I think this woman knows a little bit about the law of attraction. So share a couple of stories about people who were really ready, you know, to change careers, because we spend so much time, you mm-hmm. know, working on jobs, many people that they really don't love, and they're just doing it because of the money. So inwardly, what can people begin to do to really shift and change your lives? And do you have any great examples of that?
Oh, I have wonderful examples, and I have a lot of personal examples okay. as well as some clients. So I just love law of attraction. You know, when I think about it, one of my goals many years ago, I was living in New York and wanted to move to Atlanta, Georgia. And I didn't know how I was going to go about it, but I just kept thinking about it, dreaming about it, getting excited about it, and then paying attention. That's the fun part. It's like a game. I love to pay attention and just watch for those coincidences. And all of a sudden, things started happening, like my car. I had a similar car that I parked next to in a parking lot, and that car had Georgia plates on it. And I said, okay, this is big. And then I received a call out of the blue from an organization in Atlanta. Until this day, I still have no idea how they found me. And then when I went to interview with this company and they were flying me down to Atlanta, I remember someone in their organization saying to me, Lori, if they're flying you down to Atlanta, it's almost guaranteed that you will get the job. And I did. And so that was a great example of, you know, just paying attention and just having fun with all those coincidences.
So, Lori, it sounds like that you didn't do a lot of work outwardly, that you just set your intention, or you just began to think about the kind of job you desired and where you wanted to live.
Well, you think about it. You know, the goals that come about are the ones that you really have strong emotion behind. So visualization, whether it's doing a visualization board, which I love them, and I have boards where everything on them have been accomplished, or you write down your goals, or you share your goals on a recording and play it to yourself every day so that you get that emotion behind it. You know, block out all those negative thought processes that tell you this, you're not worthy or you can't get this done, and just keep repeating it and just keep it strong. You know, it's the goals that you really want to happen without any waffling in your mind. You know, maybe I want this, maybe I don't. The ones that are really strong are the ones that you can focus on and really make happen. So there's a whole process behind
right.
it, absolutely.
And so if someone is working in a job right now and, you know, they're just frustrated, they hate when Monday morning rolls around, they're looking at their watch the entire time, what would you say to those persons? Because if you are thinking that and feeling that, your vibration is certainly not positive. So how can people begin to shift and change that?
Yeah, and it's really focusing on what you want versus what's not working for you. And again, the best way to really go through this is to give you an example. I had a client who had so many things that he hated and that was wrong. He had lost his job, lost his nest egg, had a divorce, lost his family through the divorce, had health issues. I mean, it was one thing after another. Nothing was going right for him. And he came to me and he said, Lori, I want to get back in the game. This is after about 5 years of not working. And he said, I would like to get a $90,000 a year business development position. And I looked at his resume and I told him I couldn't help him because of his background and his resume, that was really a step back. And it's very hard to sell yourself stepping backwards. So we did a lot of work together, a lot of this, you know, getting his confidence up and figuring out what he was afraid of and going through all the visualizations and, you know, attacking all of his fears one by one. And he ended up with a seven-figure job with one of the biggest and most highly respected private equity firms on Wall Street, traveling to places like Asia and India and Israel. And that was the leap that he made. It took him some time, though, because he did not believe he was worthy enough. And I just have so many stories like that. When people finally get this, they have miracles happen in their lives.
Right. And, you know, I say almost every Sunday that it is success is an inside job. And I was talking to someone today, and they were going on and on about what wasn't happening. Well, my children are this, and my husband lost his job, and this is what's going on. And everything was negative. And I stopped the person. I said, do you know that you're going to keep creating the same thing? Because when you keep talking about what is, you keep creating that. And it sounds like that with your clients, and, you know, and that with your strategy, you actually go in and people are really taking a look at what they desire. They have a burning desire for excitement. And I think that it is the will of God for us to have divine careers.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And, you know, it's really illogical to think when you're 18 years old going to college that you really can figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. Or even when you're 6 or 10 years old, you may have some sort of idea or some passion. But most of us, after working in a career, even it might be our dream career for 10, 20 years, we need to grow and change and shift and expand. So it really is something to think about, that a career, a successful, fulfilling career, is something that constantly evolves. And you have to embrace that and keep tapping inside to what it is that you desire, what's missing from your current job or your current career, and how can you obtain that, and what does it look like, and writing those things down and visualizing them.
And so, Lauren, for someone who's been downsized or laid off, is that a blessing, and then can they create miracles in what might appear to be a difficult situation?
Thank you for bringing that up, because I was downsized 3 times in my corporate job, and the day I was laid off from my last corporate job, I was so excited. That's exactly the positive outlook I took on it. I was so thrilled. I thought, you know, now I'm going to create what I've always wanted to create and just didn't have the courage to do it. So, and I can tell that story if you'd like at this point.
Tell me about that.
And because of that, I always tell my clients, you know, being laid off can be the best thing that ever happened to you, because that's what happened to me. To about a year from the anniversary date of when I was laid off, I had a book published with a major publisher, and who would have ever thought that? But what I ended up doing was following what was inside. I had always had a desire or an interest in careers, and had people constantly coming to me for career advice and what do I do, how do I get along with my boss, all these questions. So I decided I was going to explore that. And I, you know, step by step, what people can do is what I did. I went and visited every single university in the Atlanta area where I live, to the Career Center, and I talked to all the people to get their advice. How can I do what you do? And many of them gave me the same negative advice. They said, you need a master's degree in counseling in order to do this job. And I had this burning inside of me saying out loud, very clearly, Lori, don't listen to them. You don't need that master's degree right now. Because I didn't want to go back to school. A lot of people have that question. Do I need to go back to school and get a degree? At that moment, I didn't want to. And I ended up working for an outplacement firm through a lot of exploration and talking to people. They said I should go there because I was in corporate America, and that's where the corporate people are, and I could really help them. And I landed a position there. I went in for an interview, and they said, can you start tomorrow? Because they were inundated with people being laid off in Atlanta. And within 4 weeks, I was counseling the other counselors there, because many of them were there in between their own jobs. I was there because I had a passion for the work. And because of my marketing background, within about 6 weeks, I was being interviewed by the Wall Street Journal on career topics. And from there, McGraw-Hill Publishing read about me in the Wall Street Journal, and out of the blue called me and asked me to write a book. And I always say that when you're on your right path, doors have a way of opening very big, and this is what happened to me, and I just, it was all confirmation that being laid off was the best thing that ever happened to me, and here I am. So
right.
If I can do this, anybody can.
Right. And Laurie, I'm sure that you have done a lot of inside work, because you talked about, you know, visualization and having a burning desire and, you know, writing down what you desire and all of that. So before we get to the interviewing and the other techniques, just on a daily basis, what should someone do who is unemployed, who is underemployed, who doesn't love what they want to do? What can they begin to do today?
Well, you know, there are...
To go inside.
To go inside. You know, writing down, and I, you know, you can write down what is it that a perfect day looks like, and that's a simple exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep writing every day, and you can get it to be more concrete. There are also, you know, in a more practical way, there are career or personality assessments that you can take that give you some great answers, and many of them are free online. So, you know, that's a great way to learn about yourself, what your skills are, your interests, and kind of put the puzzle, the pieces of the puzzle together that way. And really just start creating that vision for yourself, because let's face it, if you want to find a new job, the first thing that people are going to ask is, what are you looking for? And you have to have a clear answer that other people can understand. So I tell my clients, you know, do it for yourself, but also do it for people when you're networking, people who can help you in this process. They have to have a clear understanding as well what you're looking for.
And so, Laurie, what about someone who is, like I said, not working right now or just miserable in their jobs?
Mm-hmm.
So how can they come out of that negative vibration that, oh, my God, it's Monday morning, or I hate my boss? Because there has to be a change on the inside. What else can they do? Should they meditate? What would you recommend to come out of that negative vibration?
Yeah, there's a whole host of things. Meditation is wonderful. I like to surround myself with people with positive energy. And I, many years ago, I remember every lunch hour I'd go out to lunch with the people I worked with, and all we do is sit around and complain about our boss, because
mm-hmm.
we all hated our boss. And it was such negative energy. And so now that I look back, what I should have done is either not go out to lunch with them, find a new group of friends that had the enthusiasm or the excitement or, you know, the interest in growing their careers or having conversations that would inspire me. Always look for inspiration. Maybe you can find things to read. If you can't find positive people in your life, join an organization, find new friends, you know, do something to surround yourself with positive messaging that you know that's the truth, and get out of that miserable hole that you're in. And start practicing. I do this every day. Watch what you say, because what you say is your truth. So if you're starting to complain about something, turn it around. Don't share what's wrong. Tell somebody, give them a compliment. Or if you hate your boss, you know, give them a compliment. Thank them for something. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Just start sharing positive thoughts and messages yourself, and you can see how your environment might start turning around as well.
Right, because you truly create your world and your life with your words.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so that's great insight. So let's talk about a resume. What tips do you have for an outstanding resume to have the right attraction factor? And what do you mean by attraction factor?
You know, everyone I work with on their resume have this attraction factor, or what I call hidden gems. And it's always fascinating to me when I meet somebody and they share with me their current resume. It's usually very bland and doesn't have a lot of excitement or attraction. And when I interview them or talk to them to gather the data I need from them to write a resume, I find these beautiful hidden gems that for whatever reason they don't think it's important. And I'll give you an example, a couple of examples. I had a client who was a top marketing person at a mall here in Atlanta, and she, you know, I started asking her questions and found out that she was on CNN headline news constantly being interviewed on topics about great shopping ideas or holiday gift ideas. And that alone went at the top of her resume because it makes her a thought leader in the shopping arena and, you know, really made her stand out. I had another client, oh, I love his story, technology executive who had nothing, again, no attraction factor. And in talking with him, I found out that he was in the Smithsonian Museum, twice inducted into the Smithsonian Museum because he was on a team that rolled out the first Federal Express tracking system. Which, if any of you know about that, the way I wrote the resume was I talked about how he's a technological pioneer and changed the course of how we do commerce globally. I mean, that's big. That's huge. And so if you can pull out those gems, your own gems, what are you hiding that really the story needs to be told? And people are just, you know, wowed by this stuff, and everybody has a hidden gem, every single person that I've ever worked with. And, you know, people have a hard time seeing things on their own. And one day I was talking to a colleague, and I never thought about my own gems, but in the conversation I realized that my hidden gem is the ability to pull this out of people and make them really shine. And, you know, the technological executive I told you about, when he posted his resume, he said, I had to pull it down because I got like 40-some-odd hits on the first day, and it was just too much activity. So, but it never occurred to him to share those hidden gems, as I call them.
I love that.
So
what are some secrets for acing an interview?
Well, interview, same thing. If you have a well-written resume, you've uncovered your own hidden gems, which many of us don't even realize we have them, you know, uncover them in the resume, then what you do in the interview is listen to the person's challenges. Ask them questions. It's not all about them asking you questions. Ask them questions to uncover what is important to them, what are their greatest daily challenges, and then share your gems in a way that shows you can solve their problems. And, you know, that's how you can make a compelling case for why you're perfect for the job. So tell stories. People love stories. I'm telling you stories today because if I just gave you facts and figures, it would be boring. Tell stories. Give the interviewer compliments. Do research on them before you get there to find out who they are. Acknowledge what they've done. The fact that you've read about something will give you high marks if you know something about them. And come in with ways that you can solve their problems.
So true. So what's your take on social media when it comes to finding employment?
Well, the best, we were talking about this earlier, best site is LinkedIn. LinkedIn, is, you have to be on LinkedIn. There are about 1 million recruiters lurking LinkedIn every day. And but you don't want to rely on recruiters finding you. I am a big believer in a proactive approach, but it's got to be that inspired action, not forced. You know, when you feel like you're hitting your head against the wall, you're not taking the right actions. But when something inside of you says, I need to go on LinkedIn and do a search on other people doing what I want to do, and find those people. That's one of the things I coach people on, is to pull up your own database of people that are exciting and interesting to you on LinkedIn and reach out to them and ask to meet with them. And, you know, I test this. I love to test this. I play games with Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm. You know, I decided one day I wanted to be a blogger for LinkedIn, the company LinkedIn. And so I did just that. I went on LinkedIn and looked for the people within the organization that I found exciting, had exciting roles and jobs, and sent them messages and asked them if I could talk with them. I love what they did. And lo and behold, you know, that's how that came to be. I did it another time. I just decided, and I should do this for my clients as well to show them this works. I decided one day I wanted to do some recruiting, and I wrote it down. I wrote down all the aspects. I wanted to do it from my houseboat. I wanted to be virtual. I wanted to work with amazing people who were caring, a caring organization. How hard is that to find, mm-hmm. right? I wanted to work with intelligent people, people who had businesses and had business savvy and cared about their customers and had an amazing culture. And I wrote all these things down, and I did a search on LinkedIn, and I found people. I happened to find someone that lived here in Atlanta, had lunch with him, and he proceeded to tell me about his amazing company, how caring they were about people, and they just, you know, culture was number one in their list of priorities, having a great culture. And everyone I talked to at that company loved working for them, and I would be able to work from my houseboat and look out on the water as I was interviewing people, and it just happened. And like I say, I constantly practice this. So, yes, right. LinkedIn is a great, great social media site for that.
HeartMath, a world leader in providing scientifically proven products and programs, empowers individuals to bring their best to the experience of life, resulting in better health, performance, and well-being. HeartMath provides programs and products carefully designed to connect people with their heart's intuitive guidance so they can access deeper discernment and more effective choices for handling whatever life brings us. For over 20 years, HeartMath has been helping hundreds of thousands of people around the world, and they can help you as well. Help you to achieve a new level of success and fulfillment, personally and professionally. To learn more about HeartMath training programs, its innovative Inner Balance Trainer technology, how you can become a HeartMath certified trainer or coach, and more, go to www.heartmath.com or call 1-800-450-9111. HeartMath, expanding heart connections individually, socially, and globally.
You know, as you're telling the story, I'm thinking about my own life, and we're sharing this for all of the listeners tonight so that you can be encouraged and inspired. I'm a great writer, and I was calling a guy. He lived in India to be a guest on my show, and he started talking. He said, "You're a great writer." I said, "I am." He said, "I write for the Huffington Post." I said, "Really?" He said, "Why don't you send them an email and tell them that I referred you. He said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you Arianna Huffington's personal email. I said, what? So he gave me Arianna's personal email, wow. You know, like I know her, and he told me exactly what to say, okay. And I sent three sentences, and she emailed me back within maybe 3 or 4 hours. And so that's another great example of, you know, I just felt inspired to call him,
right.
and then he has never met me. And as a matter of fact, I have never had him on my show, but he opened, because of his schedule and my schedule, but he opened that door for me, but it was because I asked. I said, so what do you do? How did you start blogging for the Huffington Post, et cetera? And so, you know, I want these stories to really inspire people, you know, to take those inspired action steps, because you never know where they will lead.
Yes, and that's the key, is inspired. When it feels like you're pushing, you're banging your head against the wall, whatever it is you're doing is not the right action. But when you feel inside that, you know, the idea pops in and it just, it feels right, you need to take action on it.
Right. And so would that be your inner guidance key, or your inner self?
Absolutely.
Really?
That is the best guidance to follow. Yes, and miracles will happen when you do that.
But you know, Laurie, sometimes when people are in difficult situations and not really on the job that they love, and, you know, their life may seem very routine and boring, they've forgotten how to trust, you know, that inner system. Mm-hmm. And maybe they might be a little fear-based, because they're like, well, you know, the economy, this and all of that. So how can people tap into that inner guidance system more and follow that and take that inspired action? What would you say?
And, again, you know, if they have all those fears and obligations and things of that nature, then you take it a little slow, you know, slowly. Don't make drastic changes. Don't walk into your boss's office tomorrow and say, I quit, and have absolutely no idea what you're going to do next. For some people, that's a great move, because maybe it's causing health issues and they can afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be a better strategy to work it out and find ways to, you know, have a better situation while you're waiting for the next thing to happen. So, again, it's really going back to finding that time for yourself, no matter what's going on in your life, just finding that time to really understand and hear what's happening inside. Whether I love, you know, one for busy people, just hit record. We all have smartphones today. Hit record on your smartphone and just talk about what you want, and replay it. Even when you're in the car, listen to it. Keep listening to it. Listen to other people's positive messaging. So there are ways to, you know, stop what's happening in your life right now if you're in that dark cloud period, and we all get there. Again, you know, don't keep doing the same old thing over and over. Get in tune with who you are and what's important to you.
Okay. So, Laura, we're kind of losing you just a little bit. I want to make sure that people hear all of the great things that you have to say. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Laura Davila, and we're talking about how to find the right divine job, how to change careers, or how to transition from your job to owning your own company or your own business. So, Laura, what would you say to people, or what would be a beginning point for people who say, I really want to start my own business, you know, using their own talents and abilities?
So the best thing I would suggest is, if you know the type of business it is, start talking with other people who have successful businesses in that industry. Meet with them. Get their input of what they suggest you do to get started. I love that as a first step, because it can help you to avoid all the mistakes that come with just trying to figure out on your own. So that would be a first great step. Maybe you can shadow somebody for a while meaning you can help them out. Or I had a real dear friend who for many years said he wanted to open a coffee shop or a dessert place. And I said, do you know anything about that business? No. Do you even know if you would like to be in that business? And he said, no. I said, get a job, you work full-time, get a part-time job, and work in a dessert shop and see if you even like it and see if you can learn from it. And he did take that advice and realized there were parts of the business that he did not like. I once thought I wanted to work in a zoo. I love animals. And I spent a full day with the elephant keepers. It was fascinating. I took note of what I enjoyed and what I didn't like about that day. I love learning about the animals and their intelligence. But this was a very rainy, cold day, and we had to work outside, and we had to shovel their you-know-what and put it in a pickup truck and send it up the hill. And I said, you know what? I don't think this is for me. But I loved learning about the elephants. So really, you know, step number one is see if it's even something that you could envision yourself in for the next 10, 15, 20 years or 5 years.
So what about money? You know, we're from the South. I say money, honey.
Money.
And so should people believe that they can make as much money as they desire? Should they serve first, and then if they serve in a spirit of excellence, money will come? Or can you have both? What is your thinking on that?
Well, you can have both, but from a corporate business practical perspective, I believe people have quantum leaps in their business when they understand how important marketing is. You can be the best plumber or dessert chef or artist, but if no one knows about the work that you do, you're not going to have a very successful business. So you have, marketing should be a top priority. Whether you do it yourself and learn all about it or you hire the right people, don't go into business unless you understand that marketing needs to be a big push in that business. And it's all about getting the word out on a very consistent basis with your target customers.
You know, I agree with that. So if someone has a great idea, let's just say they make the best red velvet cake ever, they need to really get a marketing strategy for that red velvet cake. So people should just start where they are.
Absolutely. Definitely start where you are. And like I say, get advice from other people that are making German chocolate cake and, you know, how did they get started and what were their keys to success and roadblocks.
And so after they get the marketing together, should people visualize a certain amount of money that they desire for a particular career position? How does the whole money aspect work? Because really the reason that people are going into jobs that they don't love is because of the finances or because of the dollar bill or money, honey. So how can people begin to change on the inside even their, I would say, their self-image or self-concept about, you know, hey, I can do this, you know, I'm bringing a lot to the table, and I deserve to be paid top dollar. How does that work?
Right, and it's really about feeling inside your worthiness about providing a certain service. And so definitely you want to write down your revenue goals, your salary goals, and visualize on them. But you can't just stare at the numbers and hope one day that those will be the earnings that you make. You know, inspired action and also business planning, you have to write down how are you going to get there? How many cakes do you need to sell each day in order to reach that goal? And what is the plan for you to get there? So it does take some visualizing and planning and not just waiting for it to appear in your bank account.
Right. You know, and I love the exercise where you said for people to write down an ideal day of what they would want their lives to look like. And I did that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and I'm living that life out. And it sounds like that you are too. So, Laurie, let me get this straight. I live in Atlanta. So half of the time you're on your boat at the lake doing your work with your laptop or your iPad and just looking at the water and being inspired. And then when you want to come into the city, you do that. So was that already a part of your thinking and dreaming prior to its manifestation?
Yes, and in fact, I'm looking at my vision board from back then, and there's a picture of a houseboat on a lake. There's a picture of a community of people on the docks eating together, which I have. I have a great community of friends up there. I have a picture of a computer or a laptop sitting on a table overlooking the water. And my husband and I used to go up to the lake before we had the boat, mm-hmm. and I remember sitting on top of the hill and looking down on the houseboats and just dreaming. And you know, how do we get there? How do we make this happen? Mm-hmm. And I just kept believing that someday this will happen. And I always wanted the lifestyle where I love the lake, but I couldn't live up there full time because I do love coming into the city and mm-hmm. going to the, you know, seeing all the shopping and everything right here and the theater and having everything. So I need both, and I visualized a lifestyle where I spent part of the week in each place, because when I go up to the lake, I feel like I'm on a million miles away from home, and it's just a great way to have a vacation every single week.
You know, and I just want to emphasize that again to the listeners. This is one simple thing that you can consistently do on a daily basis. And as I always say, and as you've heard me say, the how is up to God. I mean, the how is up to the Spirit, how it's going to come about. Your job or your position is you just set your intention and then put your attention on that and just assume that you already have that and really detach from how it's going to happen.
Right. And I love that because I'm looking at the same vision board I made, and I put a picture on here of a lot of people laughing, and I had no idea what it meant. Mm. And years later, not too many years later, somehow I was driven to get certified in what's called laughter yoga. And I spoke in front of 350 job seekers one night, and I did a laughter yoga exercise with them because they needed a lot of laughter and positive energy. And I just changed the whole feeling of the room within 2 or 3 minutes. And so now I understand what that picture means on my vision board. But I didn't know what it meant back then. I was just inspired to put it on there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And, you know, the Spirit makes it so simple for us if we would just hold that intention mm-hmm. of what we desire and just, you know, and I know a lot of people, they just do it for like 3 to 5 minutes every day, and then they release it and they go on about their everyday lives. The next day they get up and do the same thing. And so mm-hmm. this is good news for people.
It's just amazing when you look back, because we all have these magical, powerful abilities, and I always say if you just pay attention.
And so, and in summary, what would you like to say to people who have been a little frustrated and they're ready for a change in their careers and ready to make some significant transitions? What would you like to say to people tonight?
You know that it's possible. I personally have been there. I remember those lunches of complaining with my coworkers about this horrible boss and feeling miserable. I remember all that. So it's, you know, it's absolutely possible. You just have to have the trust that this too shall pass if you just apply the right inside work.
Right, and I love it, you know, that that when we first begin, you know, that you preface everything with that is definitely going on the inside before you do your resume and, you know, and get on all those social media sites and all of that. Because a lot of times people are on the social media sites and they're fearful. On the inside, they're like, oh, my God, I haven't heard any from anybody, and I'm not getting a response and all of those things. And so I think you just shared life-changing information. And, Lori, I understand that you're starting a new career or a new interest. Tell us about your art and jewelry-making business.
Yeah, and I just want to share this because, you know, again, it's all about we're constantly reinventing ourselves. So I will continue with my career work. But my mother passed away about a year ago. She was the artist in the family. And I never, and I'm sharing this story because we have interests and talents that we may not even be aware of. And so when she passed away, for some reason, all of a sudden, I started appreciating her artwork. People that came through our house, her house, we couldn't sell the house because everyone wanted the artwork. I mean, it was just amazing. And I have a sculpture of hers in my foyer now that I just started realizing that when you pass, this is such a great legacy to leave behind. So I took a painting class. I was just that inspired to do that. And I can't stop painting. And in a very short period of time, I learned how to make jewelry out of hand-painted paint that I do. And it's just been taking off because I wear it. And everyone asks me, where did you get that? And I say, I made it. And I wrote down one of the things I wanted to do with my artwork was to donate it for good causes. Mm. And just yesterday, I did that for the first time. And such an amazing feeling, you know, because I wanted to use my art for good causes as well. And so many people, even this morning, somebody said, where do I get that? So all I'm saying is this is a brand new interest I didn't even know I had. I had no idea I had interest in painting, and now I can't stop. And I want to have it just, you know, I have these thoughts inside that said, start an arts and crafts group in your neighborhood. I don't know where that came from, but I have 20 people that signed up. Now I have to figure out what am I going to do with this, because I see something about a crafty book, you know, writing books. And then I thought, where am I going to do this? I don't have an arts and crafts room in my home. And I went to a shopping center the other day, and right next to it is this facility for kids with arts and crafts facility, and I thought, I'm inspired to call them to ask them if we can, maybe they can sponsor 20 women, you know, coming in and doing arts and crafts. And yesterday I had two more people sign up. It's just, these are inspired actions that are coming to me, and I'm just taking action on them.
Well, Lori Davila, I tell you, you're just a blessing to people all over the world tonight. Share with people your website and your services. How can they contact you, et cetera?
One of my website is careerlifewisdom.blogspot.com. And so you can find me on there, as well as my new art business that's just starting up.
Wow, that's amazing. I tell you, you have inspired people all over the world tonight, and I'm so grateful that Spirit led me to contact you. And
me too.
It's a divine connection. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. You can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I would love to hear how this show is changing your life, and you can just shoot me an email at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I would love to hear from you. I it's so interesting how people always find the show, and we know that it is all divine. Well, I want you to have a great week. Remember that I love you and God loves you, and remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.